We're doing those minute, and it is Friday, so we try to focus on Shabbos. The sages instituted that we read the Kolbanot. Every morning we read the sacrifices that are relevant for the day. And the Pasuk says in the Prophets, Unshalema parim sefateinu. We offer the cows, we offer the sacrifices with our lips, and from here we derive the concept that by reading about the Kolbanot, it is as though we brought them. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, the question is, why don't we read the Korban of Shabbos? Why don't we read that? Why don't we have Maftir every Shabbos, just like we have on a Yom Tiv? And we should read those two psukim that discuss the sacrifice of Shabbat. So the reason it's given is because the Shabbat sacrifices are enumerated in two psukim. And we never read in the Torah less than three psukim. So Chazal didn't want us to take out another Sefer Torah every Shabbos and read just two psukim. We can't do it. We have to read a minimum of three. Another thing is that we say it in the davening itself. In the Musaf davening we say it, so that covers it. But really the reason we don't take out another Sefer Torah is because it's only two psukim, so Chazal didn't want to institute a maftir. Every Shabbos take out another Sefer Torah, read maftir, those two psukim. And some have the custom that when they read the Kolbanot in the morning, they add Uviyom HaShabbat. Technically we don't have to, but those who want to, it's a nice thing to do, to add those two psukim, Uviyom HaShabbat, Shnei Chosim, Neshnat Meimim, etc., mentioning the special Kobanot of Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.